What's going on, boys? How are you?
What up?
Oh, is Guy ready?
Yeah, we had to keep pushing things back.
No, first of all, first of all, I got home 2 minutes after 8:30, which is 8:32, and I sat down and did not have a link and was waiting. He's like, how late? And I'm like, I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
So bullshit.
Fuad, you still got a beer. I won the bet.
We did not bet. You bet. I didn't accept your bet. I have the text.
I have the text too. You're a vagina.
Wait, <no. laughs> I don't welch on my bets, motherfucker. I got slapped in the face the last time I bet.
You got slapped in the face like a fucking vagina. That was the fucking pussiest slap. It was, I would have fucking laid your ass out.
Okay, wait. Let's see here. Nope, but I think Sean's gonna win. No. I said you have to grow a full beard.
Yeah, and I agreed.
And
to
you
it.
Said, and then you said, "Deal." You have to if
your
I
beard for 3 months, and you were like, "No wait, deal."
Wait, that's right. Look,
no deal.
Look,
AKA Fuad's vagina.
No deal. No deal. I didn't agree to
you're
you.
You're not gonna. You wouldn't shave the beard.
I didn't agree to the bet.
But why wouldn't you shave the beard? What's wrong? You're not pretty under the beard.
No, I got a fat face. You know what? I got a really short face. It's not like it's like really like it stops like right here.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's like it's so I figure I have the beard to like elongate my face.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I didn't lose a bet, but anyway, Guy, how was your Olympia experience, my friend?
It was all right, man. It wasn't, you know, I was what I yeah, going in, I kind of expected to be. I mean, I don't want to say what they did, but there was definitely a huge judging mishap during pre-judging, and nobody probably caught on to it.
Well, you can't say that and say I don't want to say anything.
No, yeah. Well, because it was honestly just an accident and like an oversight, and anybody that was there. So they did the first call out, which there was a couple of people in that first call out that I was like, I disagreed with. Whatever. They did the second call out, and then they go, "Oh, and Guy." So I come walking on, and then they like start moving to the center. Then they start moving me out. Then they did then they told us to step off. Then they did a third call out. And I think Nick was there, so I'll remember this.
Yep.
And then they took everybody off stage. And then they brought everybody back on diagonals. Okay. And then they did this enormous call out with like 9 or 10 guys. And Steve drilled them for like 10 minutes.
Were you in that last call out?
No. I sat there and watched that call out the whole time.
Yeah.
And it was like pretty much everybody besides the first call out guys and me. So I'm sitting there and Steve drilling them. And then they put those guys back and then they do Kamal, Sean, George. And then they go, "Oh, and Derek." And then they pull those guys off and they're like, "All right, guys, goodbye." So I didn't get, so I went back to my hotel room and I was like, "Well, I guess I'm fucking like dead last." And Chris is like, "Yeah, you're definitely not top 10. So I went in the shower and I fucking showered and shampooed my hair and everything. And I put like a light coat of tan on because I'm like, I'm definitely not top 10. They're going to drag me on stage, tell me to hit a pose and tell me to be on my way.
Yeah.
And then I go there and they're like, "You're top 10. And I go to the guy, Andy, and I go, "What?" I go, "How?" I go, "I wasn't even in a call out." I said, "I was in one call out and that everybody else got looked at and compared to." So now I'm sitting backstage. I brought no food. I didn't get tanned. And I'm like, now we had to wait 4.5 hours to get put on stage. And I had to be fucking, now I'm being compared to judged at night.
With no tan,
no food. And now at this point, I just like waved the white towel. I'm like, I don't even give a fuck. Because I was so aggravated at that point. It just.
So where did you end up finishing?
10th.
Where do you think you would have finished had you come back prepared? Be honest.
It depends because I didn't get fucking looked at in the morning. So I didn't know.
Okay, fine. Let me rephrase the question. I'm not trying to get you in shit. I just want to know if you were at your best.
I'd say Derek was so off.
Derek looked like
wasn't Derek, Derek was fourth, right?
Fourth.
I think I easily beat Derek.
So you think you would have went from 10th to fourth?
If you're asking me the way Derek looked and the way I looked, yeah.
What do you think, Nick? You were there.
I would agree. I think Guy looked great, honestly.
So you went back that like unprepared.
Guy was healed.
Bro, I literally thought I was like 15th.
You know what's funny? I saw some clips from the pre.
I'll tell you this. This is what I'll say about me. There's a couple things I'm gonna have to either figure out or wave the white flag, because I know where I lose. The back lat spread, I lose to everybody, and I shouldn't because my back isn't bad, but yeah. My shoulders from the surgery, I can't, there's a point where I just, from my front and back lat spread, I can't open up. That, and if I can't fix that, and the same thing with my front double, because I can't get this to open up from the front and the back.
Yeah,
those are poses that I would normally smoke everybody in, and I just don't have the internal external rotation anymore because it's so. I'm trying to fix it, but it's hard.
I'm gonna say, do you think you can fix that by next year?
I don't know. I get worked on 3 to 4 times a week, dude.
Has it improved or no?
It's improved, but I want it. If those guys were out there, if you look at my back lat spread and my back double bicep from home and compare them to stage, they're night and day, because when I actually have somebody working on those areas the way my guys do here, it's substantial. Like I got worked on today because even from being home training, I was so locked up, I couldn't even do shit like training shoulders just today. My buddy's like, dude, you're so fucking crooked. I'm like, I know.
You know what that reminds me of? 2012. I think 2012, I did the Arnold Classic. And I did prejudging, and I forget.
Hey, by the way,
that's not a good one. That doesn't say hostile on it. It's shit.
I'm not supporting any brand. That's called the real fucking man.
I'm gonna edit that part out, so no one's gonna see that anyway.
It's such a fucking twat. I hope you started back there.
In 2012, I forget how bad my callouts were or whatever, but I thought they only brought back the top 6 at the Arnolds. So
I told you you're stupid.
Yeah. So I fucking left. I left. Like I didn't, not because I was like,
you didn't even come back.
Listen, not because I'm like, oh, I'm pissed off. And I'm doing, I thought, just let me finish. So I thought they just called back the top 6.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I'm not in the top 6. So fuck it. I'm going home. So I leave and I'm in my car.
Legit, like physically left.
My family's at the auditorium and I left.
I've done that a few times, but.
So no, they call, then my brother calls me as I'm driving back to my hotel. And he's like, they're calling your name. And I'm like, what? And they're like, they're calling your name. So I fly back as fast as I can. I run through the
cortisol levels up to here.
The Memorial. You remember Memorial Auditorium where they used to have it? Yeah. So
God, that was a while ago.
Yeah. It was 2012. So I'm running through that fucking building to get to the back. I get to the back. They're like, everybody already went on. So I'm like, well, where the fuck was I placed? They're like, I think they had you in 6th or 7th. I ended up placing 10th that year or something like that. Cause they were or 12th or something. Cause I didn't come back.
Wow.
So I'm like, yeah. So
always 2012.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was 2012. I think 2011 I finished.
That was when I did my first show ever.
Yeah. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
By the way, Nick, you look like you've been eating a little bit.
You calling me fat?
A little bit. Your face looks a little chubby.
You like you ran
through still a little water. I've been eating a lot of tacos.
You've been eating a lot of D-balls. That's what you've been eating.
Look how he tries to play it off. Like this, Nick, you got to remember something. We're all past the stupid phase where we think people
need that. Yeah, he's like, I was eating tacos. I'm like, no, you weren't.
He's like, it's the sodium. Cell-Tech and Nitro-Tech?
I don't do orals in my off season.
I'm just fucking with you, but no, you do look bigger. Look bigger, but also a little softer, but in a good way.
I was 285 this morning.
What were you last time we did the podcast? Like 275?
Well, like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
278, 280.
Wow, you're putting on, you definitely got on something. You can have put on fucking 7 pounds by eating some tacos.
I did. I got on Morton sea salt, bro.
An extra crank on this on the salt shaker.
Crank on each meal.
Anyway, guys, so what happened?
Chris literally goes, I think you should stop shaving your beard. He goes, I think they literally totally forget about you.
I saw a video.
You actually listen to when they call me out and Steve goes, oh, and guy.
Why? Just forgot about you?
I don't know. Maybe I should stop shaving the beard. I don't know. Maybe my physique was just like they didn't know where to place me. And they were like, oh, we can't put him any worse than 10th, but we can't put him any better.
I got to tell you, I saw
there were guys that beat me that are flat out fat.
Hey, let me finish. I saw a video of you in the morning.
Yeah.
You're a lot bigger than I thought you were.
Guy looked good. Seriously.
You look good. I didn't get to see you at night, but I saw a video.
At night, I don't even know how I looked because I was so aggravated. It's weird. Like, you'd think I'd be happy. There was like, oh, you got top 10. I'm like, stop with the thing. You got top 10. Like, I don't want to listen to it.
The video I saw in the morning, though, I'm like, I think Guy's going to do well. Like, I could have had you like fifth. Like, I thought you looked good. Like, you're full and round. You look big. I was like, I don't remember.
Know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't.
Was it conditioning, you think?
No, I think I was actually one of the guys.
What do you think it was, Nick? Is the objective eye sitting in the audience? Did you need to be
I know what my problems are. Like, when my back poses and my arms, the cap. Like,
the only thing I could think of is maybe the posing.
Yeah.
You know.
Overall, Guy looked great.
Who did you think won, Guy and Nick? What did you think, Guy, since you're standing up there with the guys?
Was it 212?
Guy, I want to know what he thinks of the guys.
It was Apple, Kamal, and Sean are two very different physiques.
Yeah.
So
So it's very different. You're right.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, Sean cleared it.
A lot of people thought that.
Sean cleared it.
It depends what you're looking for. I mean, if you're asking me, I would have went with Sean. Yeah. But I think it could have. I mean, if like some, my thing is, if somebody would have went with Kamal, I don't think it would have been a huge argument.
I thought like when I looked at all the pictures, and you guys obviously know better because you were there. But when I looked at all the photos, I thought the only pose that Kamal was losing in was the back lat spread.
No, from the front, his lat. See, like, I'll say this. Like, there's a picture of Sean in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And the detail in those pictures are crazy. On stage, you like, for me, yeah, I don't see that with Sean. In the lighting in that fucking picture, if Kamal was there, he would have demolished them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't see that on stage with Sean. But it's hard to see that those details, but that was that lighting at that time. Like it was the real Olympia lighting, you know, but the lighting in that hotel shot or that backstage when he's pumping up, he looks retarded.
And how about George Peterson? Was he anywhere to be found?
His hamstrings and glutes is like that. He's so wow from the back, but from the side and from the waist down, he's not like he doesn't have the wow factor.
What did you think? No. What did you think, Nick?
I agree with that. His legs aren't there yet.
Okay. What about you think if George?
I think what George should do, in my opinion, is take a couple of years off and go into the open.
I would agree with you.
Really? What? Yeah. Well, how much you weighed in at? No,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I wonder if he weighed in at the cap or not. Because I'm like, if he still has 10 pounds to go, because you got to remember he came from Classic. He was like 190 or something like that, 180. So I'm like, if he has 10 more pounds to go, he could put on literally more weight on his legs and probably win the 212.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess it depends what he weighed. But if he was at the top of the weight class, I would tell him like, he would need to take a couple years off.
Okay, let me ask you this. If George could build his legs and still make weight, do you think he can beat Sean? Anybody?
You're asking me to see what he looks like with a bigger, better body part. Like,
you can't imagine him with thicker legs. Is that hard? Okay, I'll say it then. I think
he's got a very lengthy physique. I don't think he can. I don't think he can be any heavier and make weight. That's my problem in my head.
Oh, I see.
I agree with that.
I think he was 211.
Was he really?
I think he was 211. Yeah.
I think
that's why I can't do what you're asking me to do, because I know he can't. Now in my head, I'm thinking if he's going to get tighter or make his legs like better, then he's going to drop weight. He's going to look even skinnier because he's so lengthy already.
So who's going to take out Clarita then? No. Anybody?
I think Sean's going to win it for a few years.
You think so?
No, I don't think so.
Where do you think Sean rates, okay, out of 10? 10 out of 10, 10 being the best. If Flex Lewis is a 10, where does Sean sit?
With how he looked this year?
Yeah, yeah.
He's right. I would say he would be right behind Flex.
Like a 9?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If we're talking Flex at his best and then Sean at how he looked this year?
Yeah.
Flex is... You know, the champ.
You're saying you think he's better than every other 212 Olympia?
Guys that are competing. Let's just stick with that.
As of right now?
Versus, yeah. Well, but if we include Flex in that, yeah.
I'd say he's right behind Flex.
Huh. I don't know enough about the 212 to.
You have to say that because that's how it, that's exactly how
it, that's it, what it is. Yeah. Yeah. But I, what I guess the question, the reason I brought up that question is I'm wondering, is it a demotion or is it a sidestep? Like, is Sean Clear to on par with Flex Lewis or is he.
You can't be on par with somebody that won it seven times when you just won it.
Yeah. Yeah. So he has some work to do.
Me, Sean, Kamala, it doesn't matter. You just win it one time. You're not on par with somebody that won it seven.
Guy.
You can't say Rami's on par with fucking Phil.
No.
No, but that's not true. Because when Ronnie Coleman won it the first time, you're like, yeah, he's on par with Dorian Yates. Not in numbers, but in physique-wise, yeah. If you don't think Ronnie Coleman 98 was on par with Dorian Yates, then I feel like there's something wrong with your bodybuilding skills assessment. Well, because Ronnie Coleman 98 is like, or 99 or 2000 is the greatest bodybuilder ever, in my opinion. And I'm like, it doesn't mean you have to win it seven times to be compared to Flex Lewis. Your physique either matches up or doesn't.
So you're asking if Sean's physique matches up to Flex's all-time best in 2012?
Yeah, or can Sean get there?
Flex has got the best physique of the 212 has ever seen. And nobody, in my opinion, myself included, nobody is at Flex's level yet.
Okay.
Sean looked like a miniature Ronnie Coleman to me.
He was round as fuck, eh? That's the one thing I noticed. I'm like, how's that guy like that? He packed on so much muscle that his muscle had nowhere to go but be round.
Last Olympia.
He what?
He was like 10 pounds up from last Olympia.
Yeah. Yeah. He had really, really round muscle. I don't know if he could compete with someone if somebody like a Flex Lewis showed up. I feel like.
But who would show up like Flex, though?
Well, I'm just saying there's new bodybuilders coming along all the time. Like, I just feel.
Actually, do it. How would you think he would have placed?
I say that again.
I said if Keon was to do the 212 this year, how do you think he would have placed?
If Keon is in shape, Keon wins. That's there you go. That's one right there I didn't even think of. If Keon's in shape, in my opinion,
he would have beat.
I'm going to say this. I think there's a with Sean winning is an awesome thing for a lot of people because I think it opens the door for now because it used to be like, oh, the biggest guy, just like open. And now that Sean won it, I think people are going to be a little more motivated, like, fuck, like, somebody, you don't have to be the biggest guy on stage to win it. Like, for perfect example, Sean winning it at the Olympia, that was his first time beating me.
Yeah, but I'll give you, but that's the thing but about Sean's that. But wait
you know, a minute. Sean, in my opinion, won the show hands down.
But I don't think necessarily that statement's correct because Sean was the thickest guy on the stage.
Sean's huge.
Yeah. Like, he was, he had muscularity wise. Like, obviously, stature, like, his structure is not the biggest. But muscularity, his muscle looked the thickest.
Yeah.
He's dense as fuck.
Yeah. So that way, I mean, still size does matter. He just packs it all into a small frame. But I wonder, but you bring up a good point, Nick, is Keon in shape is, like, tough to beat, man.
I would like to see that.
Problem is, it's that like we talk about guys that haven't been in shape yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Even the guy that Keon competed against in Tampa, I think it was. His name is Austin. Is it Austin?
You talking about Chicago?
Is it Chicago? Sorry, Chicago. He did Chicago. He did. What was the guy that took second? Who was that?
And that was Austin.
Yeah, he's got a crazy physique, man.
He's got big legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, how was the weekend overall, though, other than the competition part? Guy, was it good? Did you have fun?
Yeah, I was just by myself, bro, just doing my thing.
What'd you eat?
When?
After.
In general, all weekend.
Well, who cares about before? After, yeah. What'd you eat?
I went back to my hotel and didn't eat anything, and then at like 3 a.m, there was this thing called like the melt something, and I was like, it had like all these like beef tip, like it was like grilled cheeses with like all different shit in them.
Yeah.
So I was like, how bad can a fucking grilled cheese place be? So I ordered like two different sandwiches and fries, and it was like pretty expensive. It was like $45.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I was actually blown away. I was like, man, for 3 o'clock in the fucking morning,
Good.
She's fucking good.
That's all you ate?
That, and then I went to bed. The next day, I didn't eat all day because I was stuffed from all that food. I ate a salad like at 8 o'clock at night. Some fucking gummies, went to bed, and then Sunday I left.
Are you normally a food guy, or were you bummed out about the show?
No, dude, because like I know how I look. I know like my injuries and this and that. So like I know I'm not going to be the same guy that I was 5 years ago. Like I'm not delusional, you know. But I was bummed because I didn't understand how everything happened. Like the call out, and then I got 10th, and it's like I was like set up to fail. Like I was not prepared to go back. Even Chris was like, no. Chris was like, there's no way. Chris was like, you're probably like 12th, between 12th and 14th.
Yeah.
Even like Chris said that. So yeah. I like went back with like nothing, figuring like I'm gonna go. They're gonna be like, hey, hit a pose, or like everybody else, they sent home. Like the other eight guys, when they got there, when they said top 10, went home. I thought I was gonna be one of those guys.
Yeah.
Because the way the call outs went, if you watched it, it wouldn't make sense to anybody that I'd be in the 10th spot.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get compared to anybody.
What are you guys moving on from the Olympia? Actually, let's move to the Open real quick. What'd you guys think of the Open? I know a lot of people are upset about Hadi. They're like, Hadi deserves second. And I was like, well, Hadi
was a little off in the prejudging.
But thing is, Hadi got second on Saturday night, but he was fourth on Friday night. And I don't think people are I don't think people are taking that into account when they're like, why isn't he second? And I'm like, because you only watched one part of the show.
Yeah.
If they don't realize there's like 50-50 on the judging, right? So
I thought Hadi looked incredible though.
Well, Phil was second place on Friday night. And then Phil was fourth on Saturday. So he moved back to third.
Yeah, he looked worse.
Okay, I had Phil in second on prejudging, but on Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, I had the show Rami, Brandon, Phil. And then that's even on Friday night. That's what I thought. But on Saturday night, I'm like, I think Hadi is second place. But I knew he wasn't going to get second because Friday he wasn't as sharp. So you guys saw it the same way, Nick? You saw it the same way?
I did. Yeah, 100%.
Were you there for both, for Friday and Saturday night?
No, I only saw prejudging, but I watched finals online.
What'd you think about Rami on Friday night, Nick?
He was incredible. Now, as soon as he won, like, there it is.
Does that make you happy? Because you're like a beast one and not a shape guy, and you're like a beast.
Fuck yourself. Yeah. Like I said it on one newest YouTube video. I was like, thank Big Ramy for not having any aesthetics in winning the Olympia.
He does have aesthetics.
He's got some of the best aesthetics for a big bodybuilder I've ever seen.
He does.
Well, you want to. I'm saying like he's not like classic look like they've been going for.
He's not aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
In a Flex Wheeler sense, but the dimensions of his body are very aesthetic.
Proportionate.
Yeah. Like he's
like the classic look like they were going with Brandon, you know.
Yeah, they picked a guy who's got a lot of fucking muscle, but he still is aesthetic. What's that?
They picked the freak factor.
Yeah. But I don't think they would have picked it if his stomach was blown out. Like, he's still got a good stomach on him.
No, his stomach.
But, like, can somebody explain to me what Phil's stomach issue is? Like, I have a ton of people I know that have hernias and got, like, I don't understand why his is all messed up.
It might be the hernia that he got, the surgery that I got, because I got the same one. Like, I think I was the first guy to go to that doctor. After I went there, I think Rami went to that doctor, too, I think. I don't want to say Bumstead. I feel like Bumstead went there. I don't know. But then I know Phil went there, too. And honestly, after he did my surgery, my upper abs don't flex the same way. So I'm like, what's that?
What surgery did you have? On a hernia?
I had two hernias. I had an umbilical hernia and I had one above in the middle of my abs.
How bad?
They both weren't horrible. The umbilical one was getting bad. Like it was starting to get that like stick out, your belly button starting to stick out a bit. Yeah, so I had them both fixed. But ever since I got them fixed, when I try and I used to have like perfectly stacked abs, like two and then two.
Yeah.
And then now when I flex, this side doesn't flex. So I have to flex it really hard to get it to come out.
Do they put the mesh over it?
They don't do mesh. It's Dr. Griskin. He does like a laser to cut. Then they do like a Kevlar tie of some sort. And then there's no mesh. It's done differently. It's a different story. I was back in the gym like 4 or 5 days later.
See, most people that I know that get regular mesh surgeries are like out for like 6 to 8 weeks.
I know that. Yeah. That there's a place in Ontario called Shoal Dice.
Oh, is that maybe why why it doesn't heal so fast?
I mean, it could be, but it's supposed to heal faster because they do the cutting with lasers, apparently. That's what I was told. Like, it's supposed to be less invasive, right?
But maybe if you waited 2 or 3 weeks instead of 4 days, it'd be better.
Dude, I was back to leg pressing a week later. By doctor's orders, though, he said to me, he's like, go back to as long as you're not feeling any pain, you can do whatever you want.
I'd be like, no, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I was, you know, sometimes you listen to the fucking doctor, right? So I'm like... But I don't know if that's what it is. I'm just saying, like, maybe Phil did the same thing, and maybe his stomach's. It's also age too, man.
Like they don't like contract.
But it's not only that. It's the distension. It's not just from his hernia. That's bullshit. He's also older. Like when you get older, like I have the same problem. You can't
sag.
It's.
You can't. I thought his gut looked the worst it's ever looked.
Yeah, no, and I agree, but I'm saying like it's not just from the hernia surgery. I think it started to show itself 2 or 3 years ago, and now you have 3 more years of lifting and eating. I mean, it's going to keep growing.
I still would give some of the backbones to Phil.
I wouldn't just because
I agree with that.
The back double is
the bicep, I think
only one. That's the only one. That's the only one. But I think they also faulted him because he was not. You know, normally Phil from the back is extremely sharp.
Yeah.
And he
it's
didn't.
It's not what it used to be.
No, he didn't have like.
No, he definitely looked like he was down in size.
Yeah. But I mean, even the separation, like the conditioning wasn't what it used to be. So I think they kind of like, okay, you're a shade of your former self. And he only won one pose anyway. So you're not going to win a whole show on a back to all bicep.
Hey, no.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway.
Can I do this? Do you think that's it for him?
It should be.
I think so.
Listen, man, what does he have to prove? Like, unless he's doing...
I didn't say he doesn't do anything. I'm just asking a question.
No, I know. I think...
I mean,
Okay.
Not bad at all, either, so...
Okay, look, as an older guy, I mean, and guy, you probably can relate to this, if he wants to do it for fun, then fucking do it for fun.
Yeah.
Right? But is he going to win another Olympia? Probably not. Like as long as Rami looks like has that condition, I don't think Phil can beat him if his stomach's not fixed.
What I know is about Rami is that he was like a fucking statue in his posing. Like he would just
walk. He was
just like boom.
He was good.
He didn't fucking move.
Yep, that's Dennis's doing, man. Dennis, I had Dennis on the podcast before the O, and he said he was putting him through his paces like all fucking day long.
Yeah,
and you could see it. And you know what I told me and Paul were talking about it in the live stream, and I said. You know, you can see the judges get swayed by somebody like that because one guy's huffing and puffing and one guy is fucking asking for more.
Yeah.
And the judges can be swayed just by that look. You know, one guy's dying and one guy's totally fucking fresh.
Yeah.
That can sway an opinion too, man. So
he was hurting too because he walked off stage and we were waiting and he'd walk off stage and be like,
who Rami? Rami?
Yeah. But he wouldn't show that on stage.
Yeah. Yeah,
he
I mean,
hurt. Don't let the lights and cameras fool you. He was fucking hurting.
Well, no, they worked him hard though. I mean,
yeah, I know.
But for him to hold that whole time at that size, I mean, too, it's like, you know, posing like that for a guy that weighs 240 pounds is not the same as you know as 280. So,
no. What was he 284 or something?
287, I think. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do, Nick? Are you gonna fucking get up to 287? Compete with Rami next year?
Yeah. 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 I'm going to go toe to toe with him.
That'd be fucking interesting.
Winter came, but next year I'm going to bring the heat.
you know everyone's going to take that quote. You know how everybody takes quotes from these fucking podcasts?
Yeah.
That's the one. That's the one.
What was the beginning of the quote?
Winter came, but would you say winter came, but I'm going to bring the heat?
Yeah.
We got to put that on a shirt for you for next year when you go when you do the O.
Yep.
What are you guys doing for Christmas? Anything?
I'm home right now.
You're in New Jersey?
Jersey. Yeah.
You're just hanging out with the family?
I thought you were living in Florida.
Yeah, but I'm living in Florida, but I came home to Jersey with my family.
Okay. I know you said you're home. Like, you know, I'm like, wait, you move back?
Oh no! I'm just here till Sunday for the holidays.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Are you, do you still have a girlfriend or did you get rid of her?
It's a wishy-washy situation.
You want to explain? You want to explain what that means?
No.
Come on, man. Fucking
no.
Look, it's just between friends. Nobody's watching this shit.
That's bullshit. I've got myself every time I've gotten in trouble, it's on this motherfucking podcast.
Bro,
you can fucking suck a bag of dicks, pal, because that's bullshit.
Yep. Everyone watches this podcast.
I just don't know what wishy-washy means. Like, are you together? Are you just banging? Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't know. Just explain a little bit. Like, I don't know what...
I'm not giving out any info.
This podcast is, like, worse than fucking DMs.
Did you... Okay, wait. Let me ask you this. Did you buy her a Christmas present?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
He knows that's going to give it away if he answers. All right. What about you, Guy? What do you do for Christmas?
Nothing. Not even seeing my family.
Is it because of COVID? Everybody's being safe or what?
I was around a lot of people, and then I'm not going to say anything, but I found out somebody that myself and a lot of pros were around texted me that she tested positive for COVID. So I'm like, great.
Who? The girl? Your girl?
No. I said a girl that
was at the show.
Kind of works at the venue that was there. That a lot of us were around text me that she tested positive. And I was like, oh.
Haven't you? You already had COVID though, didn't you?
Yeah, but they said like after the antibodies were about their certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And then you can get it again. And I apparently like this is a new strand. I don't know.
So like, you're just playing it safe. You're going to stay away from your parents.
Well, my parents were sketchy to begin with, you know, because there are like, you know, my aunt, like her side of the family, like her parents are still alive and they're like in their mid 80s.
Yeah.
But like, I can't go there. And then once, you know, now that I found this out tonight, I can't like,
yeah, yeah.
I can't put my parents at risk. I'm going to go get tested tomorrow, but I don't know if there's like rapid tests still that were accurate. So
what a fucked up Christmas, man. People are going to be spending fucking Christmas by themselves. A lot of people, cause they don't want to get other people sick.
Yeah, but you know what? It's that was our choice. Year. If you didn't want to do the Olympia, you know, that could have been a reason.
What do you mean?
If people could have said, no, I'm not missing Christmas with my family. I'm not doing the L.
I don't think anybody would say that.
People pulled out for fucking mental health issues.
I think he's referring to one person. That.
No, there's more than one.
Huh?
There's more than one person.
Who was it? Was it more than one person? Because I know Keon said he wasn't feeling right. And he said he needed a break.
More, definitely more than one.
Oh, all right. All right, let's get on to some questions. There's two chairs. One has cake on it.
Here we go.
McDonald's.
There's two chairs. One has a cake on it, and the other one has a dildo. You have to sit on one and eat the other.
Definitely fucking.
I'm sitting on the cake, man. Huh? I'm going to sit on the cake.
Absolutely. Cake at least.
Nah, bro. I'm sitting on the dildo. I'm eating that cake. Nah, bro.
God, you're definitely like 76% gay, bro.
There's no, no, I'm not, bro. No. No.
Maybe you just look.
I like cake. I'm eating the cake.
And you also like a fucking sloppy dildo in your fucking balloon knot?
If it means to me to get a cake, then yes.
Well, maybe.
Motherfucker, it's not. This isn't you starve to death.
Well, first of all, how big is
this? That's the thing, guy. Maybe it's a small dildo.
Is it like this? Like
standard size. Like a standard size.
No, like it doesn't say. It could be like a little butt plug dildo.
Guy goes like this, standard size. That's not standard, bro.
No, like this big. That's the standard.
This is like standard. This is like standard.
What are you doing? Yeah, for like a pocket.
I don't know what girls you've been seeing, but pocket this is not a fucking normal dildo.
What's the girth on the fucker? Is it like
it doesn't say.
Because now okay. I need specifics.
So what we figured out, though, is that if it's thin and small, you'll sit on it.
Well, yeah.
I mean, Guy, you do it all the time anyway with your fucking enemas and shit, so.
I don't do enemas, you idiot. You're
colonic.
You're used to get that colonoscopy thing up your butthole, right?
Bro, we're talking about something like this, you idiot, compared to fucking a forearm up your fucking ass.
Why has it got to be a forearm?
All right, Nick.
Nick likes things in his butt. I'm Nick's, making it hurt.
It's nothing wrong with a little butt tickle. Nothing wrong.
Let me tell you something,
guys. No, there absolutely is.
Let me tell you something, guys. Next time you're with a girl, you need to have her suck your bird and then finger your butthole and let me know what you think about it after.
If a girl put her finger near my ass, I'd fucking drop kick her.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be like, whoa. Oh,
you never had a tickle.
You know what I mean?
I've had a tongue tickle, but not a finger fucking, not a little finger player.
I like the tongue. I get lots of tongue tickle.
Nah, I don't like that either. It's weird.
I think it feels great.
No, it's like a slug in my ass.
I don't mind it.
No, I don't need, like, that's an exit. Leave it alone.
How do you eat the dildo though? Like, how are you going to fucking eat it? Seriously. How are you going to eat it? You got to like melt it or something. How the fuck are you going to eat it?
Eating a dildo, I will take the chance.
And you have to also ask yourself, guy, are you only sitting on the dildo for long enough to eat the cake? Because I can fucking one bite that shit and get back up.
One bite what?
The cake.
Yeah, you're gonna one bite a standard size cake.
What the fuck is with your measurements? Cake is not this big.
is this a personal cake?
This is a piece of cake.
A piece of cake or a cake?
It says.
You see this?
It says a cake. It says a cake.
A cake. So a full cake. So I'm considering like a full big round cake that'll feed a couple fucking people.
Okay, so this is a cake.
Yeah. So, you're not going to one bite that, you idiot.
Two bite?
How are you going to eat the dildo?
I don't know what is fucking so what you're telling me is spoon and fork.
You're going to sit and you're going to shove a fucking dildo down your throat?
Yeah,
that's true. I can't fucking rip it apart and just...
You know how hard dildos are. You can't rip that shit apart.
I think it looks more for you sitting on the cake and shoving a dildo down your throat.
That's
see, you're, kinda, why you gotta go? Why you got to go fucking full retard on me? I didn't say shove it down my throat.
Well, what are you going to do with it? You're going to go like this?
He's,
if I have an option of trying to rip something apart... Or fucking one bite deep throat in it, you weirdo.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me moderate this, please. So there's no way you can rip apart a dildo.
No, bro.
So you're gonna have to swallow.
You're gonna shove a whole dildo down.
What kind of
dildo? I'd rather take a dildo in my ass.
So the dildo's this big.
No, it's I don't know how you're gonna eat it. That's the thing. You don't really have a choice. You're gonna have to sit on it.
So now you're back away into the corner? Right?
I'm just saying you can't eat it. There's no way to eat a fucking.
Wait, so then you can't ask me a question where the answer is I have to choose the obvious because I can't. If the dildo's got to be made of something else, then it's edible. Then
no, it's a regular dildo.
So you want me to eat a non-edible dildo?
Well, it's not an edible dildo. That would be the point of the question.
The cake's the edible.
It'd be like made out of like a no, I don't
it's
know.
It's like regular that. Hard plastic shit that.
Yeah, it could be like a fucking ring pop. Fucking material.
No, dude. This is a tough question. I thought it's a lot tougher than I thought.
Because you can't eat one.
No, well, that's the whole point. It's they trapped you because I thought originally I was with Guy. I was like, I just fucking sit on the cake and eat the dildo. And then I'm like, wait a minute, how do you eat a fucking dildo?
I'm sticking to my guns here.
I didn't know I couldn't cut it and like rip it apart. I didn't know I wasn't allowed to use tools.
All right, let's say you can use a fork and knife. But it's
for that, my manhood, I'd rather
cut it. But it's that hard rubber. Like you gotta.
I'd rather cut pieces of dildo and swallow it rather than have my manhood tested with a fucking rubber shaft in my ass.
Okay. All right.
I'm still going anal.
World's biggest shocker, Nick.
All right. We'll skip that one. When you eat a Big Mac, do you eat all the leftover lettuce in the box?
I don't know. I never had a Big Mac.
No, I don't. I get rid of you. Both of you. Well, Guy's had a Big Mac. He just doesn't like them.
But the answer is I do that.
You eat the lettuce?
I would scrape. Yeah. Like I would take like the last piece of the fucking burger.
Yeah. And like, scoop. Is that because of the way you're raised or is that just because you think it's healthy to eat the lettuce?
I don't fucking know. Just because I see more food and I want it. But
why are you laughing, Nick?
That's just the way you said it. Is there? Is that
well, a no, because that's how I
used to wipe the Big Mac bottom burger.
Listen, that's how I was raised. If I had food left on my plate, my parents would freak out. So I had to clean up
on your plate, but they're not like, listen, we take you to fucking McDonald's and there's one fry left in that bottom of the bag, you're gonna be in trouble.
I'm just saying, if you grow up
being I grew up like that, like you ate, I ate what my mother cooked. I had
a table. That's right. I always had to finish my food.
That's right. So that's what I'm saying. Guy eats the lettuce out of the fucking Big Mac box because he was raised to eat all his food on a plate. So it's just second nature.
Yeah, but my mom also knew not to give me anything green. So.
Okay. Question I have is whether do you think that cheating on your partner is justified? What? Okay, let me reread this.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, Fuad, great podcast. Question I have is whether do you think that cheating on your partner is justified? And also, do you think you should forgive your partner if they're caught cheating?
Fuck no. You cheat on me? Fucking out.
Okay.
Out.
Okay, so first question. Is there ever a reason that cheating is okay?
No.
Never.
You can't ever justify it.
Okay, I'm just gonna, I've never cheated, but I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Of course you are.
What if?
There's not a what if you could say that's going to make me change my mind.
What if?
If I'm dating you and you allow another man.
No, wait.
You, I'm fucking out.
See, you're only looking at it from your point of view. Let me switch what? It. Just let me switch it for a second. Let's say you're with the girl. And she hasn't given you any sex in like a fucking year. And she's like, I don't want to fuck you.
You're an idiot.
No, but she's like, I can't. I love you. I want to be with you, but I can't fuck. For whatever reason.
Forever, ever again.
Till I feel better about it. And it just months keep passing. So you decide to go fuck somebody to get it out of your system. Are you at fault?
I would try to get a
hold. Well, first of all, let me make one thing clear. If I am dating a female that says she can't fuck me, I'm not dating her.
Yeah, probably.
So I got three things when I tell a girl for dating.
What?
She's got to give head.
Yeah.
She's got to let me do anal. Okay. And then she's also got to be able to lick my butthole. You don't do those three things, not going to work.
What if she won't lick your butt, but she cooks all your meals?
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. Okay. There's exceptions. I like it.
Nick, you act like these three rules were unbreakable. Fled says one thing.
Stroke, it's gone.
Right after.
Well, because I'm
zero effort on your part. You're like, yeah, I let that one pass.
Well,
there's three rules just talking about that I'll never let slide. Fled says one sentence. You're like, yeah, I let that one go.
Okay. Well, because that's a big deal. Food's a big deal.
Okay, wait. Okay, which of those three is the most important? The blowjob?
100%.
So you could deal without having anal sex?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to have to rethink.
But 100% the blowjob?
100%.
So what if you met a girl and she's like, I'll lick your butt and you could do anal. And I'll cook all your meals. And I'll do all your laundry. And I'll be with you at every show and do whatever you want. I'll leave you alone when you're prepping, but I'm not going to suck your dick.
Does she at least lick the tip?
She'll lick your balls.
Oh, then yeah, we're good. That's fine.
Really? You think ball licking is the same?
It's not the same, but I like getting my balls licked.
Playing with the decorations on the trees, the same thing playing with a tree.
Ball licking is underrated, man. Ball licking
is great. I like getting my balls licked. What's wrong?
I like getting my balls licked too.
Yeah, but it's not the same as
fucking. I like getting my balls licked and like slapping my bird.
Don't go that far.
How young he is. He's fucking jerking off on camera.
Jesus Christ, Nick. All right. So you have your rules aren't really rules. Like they're all bendable.
Well, they're my rules, but there's exception to the rules. Obviously, now that we discovered that.
Basically, any of those rules can be thrown out the window if the girl cooks.
Yeah. Cooking's a big deal for me. I don't feel like it a lot during prep, you know?
Guy, what do you have? What are your rules? Do you have any like hard and fast? Like the girl has to do this thing?
I let a lot of shit slide, man.
I'm like that too. I don't have any hard and fast rules. I mean,
I had a girl that didn't do fucking blowjobs for like 2 years.
Holy shit.
A year and a half. Yeah.
I would go crazy. I think that might be. I think that's a big deal for me, even though I would not like enforce it, but it would be a big.
But it wasn't like anything was withheld from me.
What does that mean?
meaning like it's not like it was like I could get sex whenever I wanted. So it was like.
So you're like, oh, okay, I can get whatever I want, but I can't have that.
I was never told no.
But you were told no for that one thing.
Yeah. But actually, ready for this?
Yeah.
This is the fucking irony of this entire story. The last time we ever hooked up, ever like slept together or anything,
yeah,
was the last time we hooked up, and that was the time she decided to go down. And I was like, and then like she left. I never saw her again. And I was like, figures, the last time I fucking.
She was trying to save the relationship.
Yeah.
She's like, maybe if I do this, he'll stick around.
Was it any good?
Was it any good? No.
Were you good the first time you fucking did something?
Depends what. Sometimes.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not hard to, you know, pound some shit out.
Pound some shit out.
he's very eloquent. Nick is very eloquent in his speech.
Yeah, he wants his balls licked. It's this, that. Oh, buddy likes long walks on the beach.
Okay, that's actually a good question, Nick. What if the girl will do all three of those things that you want?
Yeah.
But her blowjobs suck. She's trying her hardest. She's like, I'm doing my best.
That's fine. I'll teach you.
What if she's not learning, though? What if she just can't hack it?
Wow.
Like, what if she's got a really like small mouth and a bad gag reflex? So it's like kind
of
shit.
Or just she's one of the fucking people that just the teeth get in the way.
Yeah. Like, what if she's trying her best? Ooh, like, what if you get mad at her after and you try to teach her and she's like, but Nick, I'm trying. Are you still going to boot her out the door or is it like?
So guilty. I couldn't boot her. I couldn't do it. If the girl looked at my face and was like, I'm trying. I couldn't. I'd feel like shit.
Nick, we could do this whole podcast on Nick's fucking rules of dating. This would be amazing. Okay.
Girls can easily like give me the guilt trip, and I'll like fall for that shit.
Yeah, but you fucking dump girls all the time.
I tell you, idiot.
Okay.
Like me and Fuad haven't felt for the guilt trip a million times.
I'm not that strict. I don't have this like. You know, there's things I want, but I don't think I have any like deal breakers. I'm kind of like you, guy. Like, if a girl's like,
you don't have not like any deal breakers.
Well, look, if a girl never fucking,
telling you right now, the older you get, you're gonna find more like it. Once I hit like my 30s, the shit that I've done is like some of the shit that I've done is fucking just absolutely crazy.
Well, the thing is.
And like all those rules go out the window because I think the older you get, the more comfortable you get. Like a lot of your rules fucking, I've been with girls that there's not literally a rule.
Well, I think it's because as you get older, you start looking for more important shit.
Loyalty is the number one thing you're going to find in a woman that will trust everything.
Okay, time out. What's up?
We were talking about sexual activity. What? I don't know. It was a whole thing here.
Well, we're just, but I said, is it? But I said, like,
well, loyalty is always number one. If the bitch ain't loyal, I can't date her.
I know, but what I'm saying, I think what me and Guy are saying is loyalty becomes more important than blowjobs as you get older.
I agree with that.
No, I know, but this is what I'm saying. I don't know. I'll see if Guy agrees. If I meet a girl who's like 1,000% loyal, but she sucks at blowjobs, I'm probably going to stay with her.
I'll stay with her.
Okay, so your rules aren't even rules. They're just like wants.
No, they're just things like...
Okay.
Did you pass any classes in school? Like
no,
one?
Bro. I passed because of my good looks.
A rule is like a not deal break, like something that is like not bendable.
All right, you went from bending everyone to saying
they're not even rules.
Look, I think what Nick was trying to say is these are things I really want.
In the relationship.
Yeah. That's more I think what he's trying to say.
Like, if you lick butthole and let me do anal whenever I want, like, that's a bonus. Like, that's, yes, yeah.
As long as she's loyal, he's probably going
to care. That's a bonus. That's not fucking, a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, dude. Whatever.
Wait a minute. What if you meet a girl? Because I'm actually curious now. What if, let's see if there's actually any rules. Okay. You meet a girl. She's totally loyal. She's awesome to hang around with. You never get anal. Do you stay with her?
Yes, I would.
She literally tells you, Nick, nothing's ever going in my ass.
I could never persuade her.
Never. She's
Well, I was going to say, I've had so many girls say that. Okay? And it's always fucking, okay. it always changes.
Okay, let's say it's never going to fucking change. She's like, never. This is not going to happen. You're just, you can look at it. You can like lick it, but you're never going to,
a little spit and thumb knuckle.
You can lick it. No thumbs, no fingers, no.
But nothing. I can lick it. I can lick it.
You can lick it. Yeah.
I'll stay with her.
Okay. Wait, so now you're saying licking an asshole is the same as fucking banging it? You are a confusing human.
He just wants to be able to do something with it. Leave him alone.
Guy, I like butthole, man. That's it.
I'm not saying butthole's a bad thing, but like you got like a serious fucking fetish for it.
Yeah, I like butthole.
He's like Luke. It used to be Luke loves anal. Now it's Nick loves anal.
I do.
I don't think you like anal like Luke. Luke loved anal. Like Luke loved anal. That's his hashtag. Luke would
take anal over vagina.
Yes.
I would too. Would you really?
Like when I asked,
I definitely wouldn't.
I used to ask Luke about the rules, and he would always go, no, I have to do anal. Like you gave up really quickly. He was like, no, I'm not going to stick around. So he's definitely got you on that.
But I would definitely choose anal over vagina.
Really?
That's crazy to me.
Like if my girl came up to me and was like, vagina or
anal. Hold on. Wait. But can I say this? And maybe this will change you, but just hear me out. Everybody has a butthole.
No. It's not the same. It's not the same. Don't say that shit.
But I didn't say it's the same, but just think about this.
That's
everybody has a butthole.
No, it's not the same butthole. It's not the same butthole. Sorry.
I don't know what to say.
I didn't say it's the same butthole. I said just think about it. The thing that makes, obviously, one of the things that makes a girl very different is the vagina, and you're choosing a butthole over the vagina.
Yeah, but her butthole's different than a guy's butthole.
It's the same fucking...
No, it's different. Okay. No, it's different.
An exit strategy.
It's different. It's attached to something very different.
I'm going with Fuad on this. I'm going with Fuad on
this. Was just like a think about it. This wasn't like a serious thing, and you are scared out of your mind right now.
He's like, wait a minute.
Look out, he saw a ghost.
I agree with Fuad.
You're agreeing with him because you don't know what else to do because you're getting nervous.
I don't.
All right, let's change gears.
Right, would you take a girl with two buttholes over a vagina and a butthole?
That sounds, yeah.
Yeah, I think that sounds interesting.
My God.
It's like, the other.
But what's the difference, guy?
What?
Like, to you, what's the difference?
With a butthole and a vagina?
Yeah, to you, not to her, not to... What is the difference in
more to do with a vagina? Like the fucking clit, the fucking like. There's more to do than
that. You can do with a vagina. You can almost do it with a butthole.
You can do the same thing with a butthole.
Nah, what there's the hole. There's nothing. But you can rub it, but it's not like you're fucking rubbing a clit or making a fucking chick.
You can still lick a butthole.
I didn't say. Did you hear what I said?
No, I know. But you're saying you can do more stuff, and I'm like, it's the same stuff. Same stuff.
No, it's not. You ask a girl, it ain't the same.
Okay, that's because it feels different for the girl. But I'm saying for you,
for a guy.
For a guy,
I like fucking pussy, bro.
But I'm saying it's not different. It's just warmer and slipperier.
Yeah, it's fucking definitely more wet. It fucking chicks squirt and shit. I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. That's like a, I don't know. I'm a fucking pussy.
I don't think there's any.
I'm not a butt guy, but I'll take vagina all day.
I'm going to throw you guys a curveball. I take fucking head before both.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Literally, bro, I don't disagree.
I don't know why, because Fuad's lame.
It doesn't disagree.
Listen, no, on certain, like, there's nights where I'm like, I'm not in the mood to put the work in.
That's
like
what I'm talking about. Sometimes you just feel lazy.
What I could say, it's because Fuad's lazy.
You know what I enjoy? I enjoy, like, if I don't want to have sex, I enjoy doing, like, 69 and shit.
Yeah, I'm with Nick on that.
I don't mind that.
I think me and Nick see eye to eye on a lot of stuff.
No, I'll agree with Nick on that. But I'm not going to take head over fucking you crazy.
Sometimes.
Hey, listen, I'm not. Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay, you didn't say that.
Okay, but now I'm saying it. You so said, sometimes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sometimes they just want to do that because that's what they want to do. I'm like, go right ahead.
Standing? Okay, wait a minute. Standing or seated?
I'll do fucking, I've done whatever.
Not what you've done. Is it the same for you or is it better if you're seated?
Nah, dude, you know what I like to do? Let me tell you what I like to
do. I gotta hear this. One second.
You know what? I like to take the girl and I like to put her upside down on the bed.
Yeah, and then you take
it down her throat. Throw fuck the shit out of her. Yeah.
That's exactly, but you can't shake your head. That's exactly what I was going to say.
You mean so, like, her head is hanging off the edge of the bed?
Yeah, you turn so her head's on the bed, and then you hold, like, the back of her head, and then you just say, just open up.
Yep.
Yeah. But isn't it better if her head's actually hanging off the bed? Because then it's like a straight shot in.
Yeah, hanging off a little bit. The edge.
Yeah. But you're not holding her head. Just let it hang.
No. I hold the head so they can't back up.
That's my boy. Guy knows.
I'm going to tell you something. You guys will not have a story that I can't top. So just know that.
Oh, here we go. Fuck off.
Okay.
I'm married. I can't tell stories. You guys can tell stories. Anyways. All right. So we've established. So that's your preferred position for a blowjob?
I like sometimes I just like the dominating part, bro.
I just want to sit the fuck down.
You old motherfucker. That's just the old talking. I don't, because I'm banged up. I'm like all fucked up. No, hurt.
I've always
fucking go to war.
I've
bro.
Always wanted to sit down. All that's just what
Nick,
I like.
Nick, when I go into bed, bro, I'm strapping on fucking arsenal. I'm getting ready for war.
Okay? Sometimes
my fucking old grandpa fucking I'll be out over there fool you.
Sometimes, but sometimes I just want to sit down and watch.
Sometimes I don't want to have sex and I want to go to bed. I ain't saying that.
I want to watch though. I want to enjoy the show.
You can enjoy the show when you're doing everything.
No, because then I'm doing it. I want to sit there and be done to me.
Nah, you know what I like to do? You know what I like to do?
What?
I like to make videos. Videos are fun. And then I like to watch them back with the girl I did it with and then fuck her while we watch it.
So anybody that fucking ever dates Nick, you might want to check.
They already know. Yeah, they know. They got a whole bunch of videos up there.
Yeah, that's a good Nick, that's a good thing to fucking tell everybody.
That's good though. That's good for you, man. If you get girls to do that shit, yeah, that's not flying.
Well, I will never show them to anyone. That's like
That shit's not flying in my house. It's not making no fucking videos. She's like, that shit's gonna end up somewhere. You're not making no fucking videos.
No, I would never put it up. I would never.
No, if you make a video, it's got to be on like a separate device that nobody uses as a phone.
Yeah, yeah, because that's like my wife's like, you're gonna lose your phone or some shit. Fuck you. We're not making no videos. So, yeah. Anyway, okay.
Stop.
Okay, we'll take a bodybuilding one. After how many minutes of workout should we stretch our muscles?
I'm sorry?
In the morning.
After how many minutes of working out should we stretch our muscles? So I'll say this. I'll just take it.
Are you talking about stretching after the workout?
Yeah. So basically, if I warm up with whatever I'm going to start with, or do some mobility work with some bands. Or I could do some dynamic stretching, like actually moving, like that means like moving while you're stretching. And then if I'm going to do static stretching, like traditional form of stretching, I do it after I train.
Yeah.
So don't ever do static stretching before working out.
See, so I do my stretching after cardio in the morning. So
yeah, that's a good time to do it too. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
When I do.
But like I see guys go into train and they do like 20 minutes of static stretching.
Yeah, too much.
Oh, which your muscles aren't warmed yet.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's not good. You also lose strength that way. You're not going to get as much power out of your workout if you've stretched the muscles out statically.
Right.
Okay. Can you guys talk about different terms used to describe bodybuilders, shredded, peeled, full, flat, etc.? I've been getting this a lot lately because I think a lot of people watch the show that aren't like hardcore into bodybuilding, so they don't know what we're talking about when we say that guy's
munger peeled. That to me is like the all time fucking.
Okay, so one second, let's just take one at a time. So when someone says conditioning, that means body fat levels, correct? So if someone says, like, I'll use it in a sentence, Nick's conditioning is very good. Basically, what we're saying is Nick is very low body fat.
Okay,
but if it's very good, if somebody says his conditioning is good. That wouldn't be as impressive as somebody goes, bro, Nick is fucking like lights out peeled.
Yeah, that's where we're going to get to that. So, conditioning is like But I mean, even if they're listening to it like a live stream, like when we're like talking,
his conditioning is good. He's in shape. He probably doesn't have peeled hams, peeled glutes, but everything's there.
Yeah. So if somebody says peeled or like razor sharp or something like that, that means it's like a step above conditioning. It's like there's zero body fat on the guy. You can see every muscle, every nook and cranny of his physique. Okay. So then if we go to separation, what do people mean when they say that guy's got good muscle separation?
That means the lines in his physique, everything's separated like perfectly. Like,
so
legs are very like the lines in his legs, like they're separated in the perfect places.
Yeah. So like when they talk about it, to give an example, I would say like, who could I say? Like Hunter Labrada's legs have better separation than Big Ramy.
Yes.
Like the lines between the rectus femoris, which is the center V, and the lateralis are deeper. So the lines are deeper, which they
show, longer.
And longer. So they're showing more separation between the two
muscles.
Pieces of muscle. So like in your bicep, for example, you have like the long head and the short head, and you have a split right here in the middle. So if you could see Ronnie Coleman, like when he does a front double bicep and you see a split, that's really good muscle separation.
And very low body fat percentage.
And very low body. So yeah, sometimes when somebody has really good separation, sometimes that obviously goes with really good conditioning or being peeled.
Yeah.
But you can be really peeled and not have good separation.
Agreed.
So they're not always connected.
Yeah.
What do we mean when we say somebody is full? So if we say somebody's full, we're talking about the muscle itself. So like
Sean was full as a house.
Sean was full as a house.
Sean Clarita is a good example. So
he was so round. He was so full. His fucking muscle was blowing through his skin.
But there are some people that look round when they're not full. So it doesn't always mean the same thing.
Yeah.
So what we say when someone's full is you take a guy who's very low on carbs for a long time. We would call them depleted, which means the muscle.
No pop.
Not to get really annoying, but let's assume the muscle is like a water balloon. When you eat carbs, the glycogen fills that balloon, right? So if you've been depleted from carbohydrates for a long time, the balloon will shrink. And that's what we call a muscle that's flat. And if you're eating a lot of carbs to the point where your body's really absorbing all of them, then the balloon is stretched out. And that's what we call a full muscle. So in appearance on stage, when a guy is shredded or peeled, a full muscle looks better because it's pushing against the skin and giving it a denser look.
And that's where it's hard, because it's hard for a lot of guys to find the balance between peeled and full. A lot of guys are peeled and flat, or full and not peeled enough.
Well, because that goes back, and that goes to what we're saying. So to explain the next thing, which is when someone says that guy spilled over, or that guy's smooth, or that guy's watery. If you take that same analogy with the balloon, sometimes when guys try and carb up and fill out too much, and they fill that balloon can overflow. So when the balloon overflows because you've eaten too much, now you're holding a little bit of water underneath the skin. So now you have the muscle here and the skin here, and you have a layer of water in between. And that's what we mean when someone looks smooth or watery. Now, you can also confuse smooth and watery with being flat, because sometimes if a guy is really, really flat, that balloon, again, going back to the balloon will shrink and it'll create like a layer between the skin and the muscle. So somebody will look watery, but it might be because they're flat and they haven't filled out properly.
Yeah.
A lot of people use watery in the correct, like an incorrect way sometimes.
Explain how.
They'll say he's watery, but he's really flat.
And yeah.
And sometimes you can be watery and not flat at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like
a lot of people don't know the difference.
Well, this is take the balloon again as the example. If you took half the water out of a water balloon, it's like kind of droopy, right?
Yeah, like it's like a nutsack.
Yeah, it's like a droopy nutsack. Exactly. So that's what you can think of that analogy when you think of a flat muscle and there's like droopy skin over top of it. It's not going to look hard and dense. So that's full, flat, watery, shredded, peeled, conditioned, separated. Is there anything we're missing?
Sexy.
Yeah, there's not very many of those in bodybuilding, but who else? What are we missing anything? Seriously, are we missing any other terms? Because people ask me this a lot lately.
Besides aesthetics and symmetry, no.
So symmetry is the body's proportions
on each side.
From left to right, top to bottom. Actually, it's not
top to bottom, really.
Also, when we say, if you say somebody's really proportionate, it means all the different muscle groups are the same, equal in size for their area. So Nick is very proportionate.
Yeah. So Rami is too.
Rami is actually not as proportionate as he could be because his legs overpower the whole rest of his body. So when someone says
waist to leg and waist to fucking shoulder, he's pretty fucking good, bro.
No. He looks incredible, but I think he looks incredible because it's not proportionate. You can be, it can be a positive to be disproportionate. Look at Ben Pekulski.
Yeah.
Ben Pekulski, massive shoulders, small arms, massive legs. So you have a disproportionate bodybuilder, but if he's disproportionate in the right places,
yeah,
it creates a crazy illusion.
Yeah.
Right. So it's almost the same thing with Rami. You have disproportionate legs go into this, which makes it look like his stomach is smaller.
Yeah.
Right.
You could say that Phil probably had perfect proportions at his best.
Phil Heath at his best is perfect proportions. I would say that.
Him and Flex Wheeler probably.
Flex Wheeler, Flex Lewis. Like those are some examples. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think we covered most of that. Can you do bodybuilding and MMA training? Example, BJJ, Muay Thai, 2-3 times a week. Depends how big you want to be. If you want to be a classic guy, you probably can. But
no,
if you
it's kind of like a pitcher. Like pitchers can't work out a certain way because their shoulders can't get too big. Same thing with fighting. Shoulders can't get that big to throw a punch.
Yeah, no. That's what I mean, though. That's what I'm saying. If you want to be a classic guy, then you're probably not going to be too big.
Yeah.
But if you want to be an open bodybuilder, you're probably not going to handle a lot of grappling. You're gonna gas out real quick. Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Guy, didn't you used to wrestle?
No, I played football.
You played football, right? Nick, did you ever wrestle or play football or anything?
I wrestled for 2 years in high school.
Oh, that's right. You did wrestle.
Yeah.
But you were way smaller, obviously.
Yeah, I was only like 184 pounds.
Yeah. Any of you ever consider training for something other than bodybuilding when you're done, like triathlons, hiking, MMA, or strongman? Actually,
I thought MMA.
I actually just inquired about to a jiu-jitsu club. It's actually an MMA club, but it's more for the jiu-jitsu of it.
But I think that would be.
What's that, Nick?
I feel like that'd be really fun.
Yeah, it's just I'd have to lose like 30-40 pounds. Like it's not. What's that?
Are you gonna do it?
It depends if I compete one more time this year, but I think when I'm done bodybuilding, I'll do it just to do something like.
You're considering competing next year?
I am. It's like right now my health is good. My blood work looks good. My nephrologist.
Yeah. Good.
If you guys don't know what a nephrologist is, a kidney doctor, but my doctor's family and nephrologists are all like, you know, don't worry about it. You keep going for now, but I'm going to keep an eye on things every couple months. So
yeah, I know that's good though. Everything's good back.
I told Ian, he was talking about doing Toronto and I'm like, I'd love to do Toronto if I was going to be my last show because it's like home turf.
Home. Yeah.
So I thought you might do Toronto too because you're doing New York and New York's right around that time.
Yeah,
I could. Yeah,
like you, I mean, if you win, you probably want to sit out. But if you don't, New York's or Toronto's.
Well, yeah, whatever show I win, I'm done to the Olympia. But
yeah.
I would do Toronto if I don't win New York. Yeah.
What about you, Guy? Are you doing anything else next or no?
Well, next year.
Yeah, when you take a break.
I'm gonna take a little break, but then. It'll probably be like 12 weeks, maybe, because it's not going to be that long because everything got pushed back.
Yeah, we should all do Toronto.
I've won that show before.
I took second to Victor. That's the best I've done there.
Really?
Yeah, I took second. Fucking Victor showed up.
2014. There's 30 guys. It was the biggest 212 show.
That's the year I took second.
I won. I was actually in third at the prejudge, and he came back and won.
How the fuck did you manage that?
Mm-hmm. I was literally in third. I found that after the show.
How did you manage it? Did you come back more conditioned or something? You came back drier?
If you go and go on YouTube, yeah. Weinberger drilled me, this other guy, Raul Carrasco Jimenez, and me for fucking 15 minutes. Steve just flip-flopped us at the end. And it was just who won the poll. Like, went to who flattened out and who got better.
Do you think you won because Weinberger likes you?
No, I think I won because I fucking held my conditioning and those guys faded bad.
I'm with that.
What do you think? Is this you here?
I can't see it. No, it's just No, this isn't. That's so. This is the call out, though.
That's you right there.
Yeah, this is the show. This
fuck,
is the
you call-out. Look good there, man.
Yeah, you look good. Nice hamstrings.
Look at that. That's pretty fucking impressive.
Wait, you can see when I really when I was able to open my back up here.
You're in shape too. That's good,
guy. What'd you weigh here? Do you know?
Probably like 207.
207.
Oh my god, my mouse just died. This isn't going to be good for the show. What the fuck? Really? Yeah.
Well, this is Mark. This is the other guy.
You look good,
Mark Dugdale.
Mm-hmm.
You beat Mark. You beat Mark Dugdale at that show.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Mark looked good in his last few shows. I mean, he looks great here. I want to get to comparisons, but I can't now because my mouse
just a comparison by itself. You don't have anything else.
My mouse is dead right now, so we're gonna have to watch this.
Batteries?
I think it's back. 1 second. Yeah, I haven't charged it. Is this it? 2014 Toronto Pro Show 212 Bodybuilder Posen.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Oh, it's there's one that's way longer.
Well, we don't see one that's way longer. I just want to see what you look like. This looks like open, though.
I just said this isn't me.
Yeah, that's open.
It says 212.
Wow, that guy looks horrible.
No, there's Tony Freeman in the back, bro.
What did you say? That guy looks horrible.
Yeah, look at
okay, what do we got here?
Type in Guy Cesarino Toronto Pro. Wait.
There. That's it. There you are.
Look at the guy.
This isn't the one.
This is 2014.
This isn't the one I was talking about because there was only three of us. Did you see Sean?
Oh, look, I see Sean in the back.
Yeah.
Oh my god, look at Clarita back here. Did you win the show or no?
Yeah. This is when I was in third at the prejudging.
Oh, but this isn't the video. That's what you meant.
No, there is one. That's what I keep trying to tell you.
No, I know, but this is the same show though.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is good enough.
Guy, you won this show?
Yeah.
Dugdale looks good, man. I think you beat him in the back. Your back looks better.
I can't see because I got the screen there.
Yeah. The screen's in the way.
Huh.
There it is.
Your legs are a little bigger, too.
Yeah, he had like smaller legs.
Yeah, he's got a smaller frame, but he's got a really...
I'm asking an honest question. So I was I was shocked. I never heard this before.
What?
John gave me my new split for my off season.
Yeah.
And he said he thought I looked great from the back. And he thinks that my chest is the area that I need to. And I go, really? I've been told my back and my fucking shoulders and arms. I was like, I've never been told my chest needs to come up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. John has an eye for this shit, man. I mean,
I know. I was like, wow, I've never been told that before.
Yeah. I don't know. I always trust John's word, man. He's never steered me wrong.
No, I'm just asking from your eye.
I didn't get to see enough of the show, to be honest with you. I didn't get to see enough of the 212 Olympia. Okay. We'll do a couple more. It's already 10 o'clock. Why does Lee Haney get rarely talked about, even though he's first 8-time Mr. Olympia? Always hear Dorian, Ronnie, but rarely Lee. Would you ever have him on the podcast? I would love to have him on the podcast. Why do you guys think
he's a very nice guy?
Yeah, I know. I met him once. Why do you guys think he's not talked about that much?
That's a good question. I actually don't even know.
I think Arnold kind of like was in that spectrum, and Arnold is perceived as like up here in that era. And also from like the Dorian and the Ronnies and the Lee, the Dorian and the Ronnies were just like so impressive. And like Arnold has the accolades. And I think that's why.
I wonder sometimes if it's because he's so nice.
Like too nice?
Well, I just mean like Lee. Look, I didn't follow bodybuilding back then, so I'm sure somebody's going to correct me. But looking back at bodybuilding now, looking back then, Lee seemed like the guy who didn't have like a outrageous personality. He was just a normal guy.
Yeah.
When you think of Arnold, you think of the crazy fucking Arnold actor, fucking everybody.
Not like Sean.
Charismatic. Yeah, kind of like Sean Rhode. Yeah. So, and then when you think of Dorian, you think of the shadow, and he's mysterious and. But when you think of Lee Haney, he's just like fucking like when I think of Lee Haney, I think of like a normal guy who's just jacked.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe it's not
that bad.
Yeah, it's like maybe it's not exciting to talk about. Maybe that's why.
Let's
plus I also feel like Lee didn't like if you think of major jumps in the sport, they happen before and after Lee.
Yeah.
Like Arnold advanced the sport crazy, like socially.
Yeah.
And then Dorian advanced the sport crazy in a physical way. He got
lost in the mix of that.
Yeah. And I don't feel like Lee Haney really took, even though he's got one of arguably one of the most beautiful physiques, it just didn't advance bodybuilding more like than it was already after Arnold fit it was done.
Yeah.
So have you seen Joe Rogan's podcast recently where they talk about Dr. Tony Huge? And also Joe says that bodybuilding without steroids doesn't exist. What do you guys think about this?
I would agree.
I think what Joe Rogan meant was there's no money in bodybuilding naturally, which I don't know the bodybuilding scene, but I don't know a lot of people that are getting crazy sponsorships for being natural.
No. Well, I don't know any natural professional bodybuilder.
Well, there's a guy, Bob Watterson?
No, there's Tim LaCour, remember him?
Well, Bob Watterson just turned pro in a natural show, or sorry, turned pro in an IFBB qualifier, and he was natural, and he does the IDF, I think it's IDFA, I don't know for sure, but so he's natural, but he's classic, he's not open. But the point is, like, is there money in the...
No, because there's no wow or freak factor without it.
I don't know. Nope. I don't know. I don't hear about it that much. So maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But also, having Dr. Tony Huge as like the guy that they were talking about, I don't know. I felt like, I don't know. Like, there's nothing wrong with Tony Huge, but like, why didn't they try and interview like an actual professional bodybuilder?
I agree.
No, nothing.
I agree.
Like there's nothing wrong with interviewing him. He's like a normal guy. Maybe they want to get like a normal guy's perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe, but something like that should be interviewed by a bodybuilder in my mind.
Or have two parties on, like somebody like Tony and the bodybuilder.
Add a few different interviewed a few different people that they could get very like different
their opinions.
I don't know. I think I like it when Rogan talks about bodybuilding on his show. Because I don't feel like he rips it down. Like I watched part of that, and I felt like, you know, he started talking about Ronnie Coleman and how crazy he was and how awesome his physique was. So even though he makes fun of it sometimes, like they make fun of like the tanning and shit and all that stuff.
It's weird though.
It's a weird sport. Yeah, it's a weird sport. But at the same time, he also talks about it like in a fascinating way. So I kind of like it. It's like brings a little bit of light to the sport.
Well, that's what I love about it is that not everybody can do it.
I just like that somebody that popular is bringing light to the sport.
Yeah.
So, and he talks about it in a positive way, right? Like he's talking about Ronnie Coleman like he was God.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, I think that's a cool thing. Would you rather be filthy rich but have to be Justin Bieber's assistant, or be dirt poor but get to be anyone's assistant you choose?
I'll be Justin Bieber's.
I'll be Justin Bieber's assistant. Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
What? You got to think about it.
He said I could be anybody's assistant I choose.
But be dirt poor.
So
you're going to work for no money. Good job. That's a good
fun. Yeah, but if I'm the right person's assistant, I don't need money because I live in their fucking house and they feed me and I just take care of their shit.
Right, that's stupid.
It's not stupid. What if I'm the president's fucking assistant?
I still want my own shit.
Nah, I'd rather be the president's assistant.
Guy on that one.
Because if I'm the president's assistant, I get to live in the
They can only be there for 2 years.
Listen, I get to live in the fucking White House. I get to fucking live.
Last for 8 years.
Yeah, but then after I can go do whatever the fuck I want.
How you're dirt poor, you idiot.
I'll go get a job.
So you're gonna be dirt poor.
Why do you call everybody an idiot? You're a fucking idiot.
So you're gonna start from the bottom after 8 years?
Yeah, I could think about the resume I would have. I'd be like, yeah, I was the president's assistant. How hard? Wait a minute. How hard would it be for me to find a job? I was the president's assistant for 8 years.
They'd be like, oh, so you know how to be somebody's bitch. Good job.
No, they're like, oh, you work with the president? You could fucking work anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere that's fucking.
Are you kidding me?
Which president did you work for?
It doesn't matter. If I had on my resume.
Go to a Democratic place.
Personal assistant to the fucking president for 8 years, I could work anywhere.
If it was Donald Trump and you were his assistant, you went to a place that was like
Democrat, I'd just go work at like a Republican places. It's fine.
What?
I'd just go work at Republican places. It'd be fine. I'm just saying, look, think about it.
I'd rather be filthy rich. And then if Justin
Bieber's, but you have to be Justin Bieber's bitch, man.
Yeah, and if Bieber ever, if I ever wanted to be like goodbye, I'm filthy rich. I don't have to worry about Justin anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you get a lot of his side piece, like whatever leftovers he didn't have, you get
this fucking little skank trash.
Yeah, but if you're the president's second assistant, you get any intern, any, you just be there. You can, like, fuck anybody you want.
I don't think there's like hot ass running in and out of the White House, but hey, you know.
I don't think so. Neither.
I like that professional shit. I like that, like, executive look. I'm all about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how's that?
Some about dominating an executive. I like that shit. I don't know why.
What searches in his porn site? I like.
Women wearing pantsuit. No, there's something about, you know, a strong woman and fucking just dominating the fuck out of her in bed. That's great. No,
smack her in the face.
No, I don't want to beat the shit out of her. I'm just saying though. You guys don't get that connection.
I get it.
I get it.
I like to do that no matter what they're wearing.
Like that, you get that like strong businesswoman type, and then like they do start doing filthy shit, and you're like, oh, okay, you're just like everybody else.
Oh, like when they got the glasses on.
That's good too. Yeah.
I'm about the glass.
Like, you're the fucking chipper look. Okay, so going back to the question, I don't know how the fuck we ended up over there. Going back to the question,
I wonder how many DMs we're gonna get from this.
You know how shocked I am that women actually watch a show.
Nick's inbox is gonna be flooded with butthole pics.
Men's and women's. He's like, no difference. It's the same.
It'd be like, yes, male or female.
Yeah, right.
No, okay. Okay, so you guys are both going Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Justin Bieber.
Okay.
You're not flipping us on this one, Spatula.
That's okay. I'm still taking the president's assistant.
Now you'd be poor.
I'm not gonna be poor. Don't you get
you are.
It?
After 8 years, you're poor.
No, because I'm going to leave with the resume better than anybody else's.
And you're leaving with no money. You're poor.
Yeah, but I can just walk into
whatever building. You're not going to walk into $1 million.
I can walk into another building and be like, look, here's my resume. I want to work
it. You would be such a bad lawyer because your fucking arguments are so trash.
They're so perfect. What are you talking about? It makes perfect sense.
I would be rich because I would leave the president with no money, walk into a place.
I would be wearing my suit. I'd be wearing my suit that the president bought me.
No, because you have to return it because it's not
yours. It's mine. He would give it to me because he likes me.
You can't be dirt poor with a fucking
No, because I'm his assistant.
It's like the bums with the retro.
I'm the assistant, so he's got to dress me. So I have a full wardrobe. He's going to
undress you when you leave.
He doesn't take my clothes back. What the fuck's he going to do with them?
Maybe it's a rented suit.
No. After you leave, you get to keep your clothing. It's part of the job.
Is that in the fucking presidential handbook?
Who the fuck takes your clothing after a job?
Hey, maybe they want to give it to the next guy.
You're an idiot. No, I get to leave with my clothes. I put my suit on. I walk into Lehman Brothers and I go,
and they're gonna go, where go ahead.
And I show them my resume and I say I was the president's assistant for 8 years. I would like to be the CEO's assistant here. And
Do you have a mailing address?
And they go,
no, I don't have a house or a rental.
I say, yeah, I live at the White House because I would go start applying I would start applying before I left.
You're such, look at the way you fucking finagle this fucking bullshit. You're such a finagling twat.
Okay. Would you rather, this is stupid. I'm going to read it anyway. Would you rather run over shattered glass to get away from a bomb or stick your junk into a turbine if you knew it would stop the bomb and save lives?
I'd run over glass next. This is stupid.
Yeah, that's silly.
Turbine.
Why don't pros use weightlifting gloves? Why don't pros use weightlifting gloves?
Because we're not sissies.
I don't think anybody
with weightlifting gloves. Like 1% of people.
I've never worn weightlifting gloves.
Well, wait a minute. It's not because I'm trying to be hardcore. I don't like to.
I like feeling the weight, but
yeah, like I don't want to. I want to be able to grip. You know those bars? Like, you know, sometimes the bar is like too thick.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that. I like a thinner bar. So I'm like, if you have gloves on, it's just making it all more thick and shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
How can I, what? How do I stop? It's just the way it's written, but I'm going to rephrase it. How do I stop my brachialis from taking over when I train biceps? Tuck your elbows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your elbows flare out, when you're doing a bicep. Like if you're on a preacher bench and you're sitting like this and you're curling, that's going to be all that brachialis muscle right here. So you want to tuck your elbows underneath so you can get more of the bicep. What's your favorite female category in bodybuilding? Do you think there are too many women's divisions?
I like fitness. I think it's the most entertaining.
I think fitness is the most entertaining, but I think I like figure the best.
No, I like fitness.
Actually, I think I like women's physique the best. Man, Shanique.
Wait. Are we going with what we find most attractive or most entertaining?
No, let's just do one for real instead of being slobs.
Okay.
So
I like to watch more is fitness on me.
I think I like to watch women's physique the most. It's the closest to bodybuilding.
I like physique.
Yeah. But I do agree. Like I like fitness the most when I'm actually there.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Their routines.
I know. I'm just saying a lot of people watch on TV or watch videos or whatever. Right. So can I actually, while we're on this, can you guys tell me if you thought Shanique Grant won that show? Because I couldn't believe she took second.
No.
You don't think so, Nick?
No.
Why?
I thought she was a little soft.
Really?
I thought she was off. Huh. Let me tell you something. Before you go on, Shanique Grant has the best physique out there. Best shape, best everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Shanique Grant has the best shape and physique of anybody, including the men.
Agreed. Yeah. But she was a little off, and that girl who took second, she was
really.
She was on.
All right, I trust you guys. I can only go judge by the live stream, so I can't argue that.
But Shanique on can never lose.
Yeah, I agree with that.
She's that good.
Three things you would take with you on a deserted island. Remember the last time we did this, guys, had a hammer?
Yeah.
Guys, like, you get to get, what was the question? You have to go to a jungle and you get to take one thing. And I was like, a hammer. Guys, like, are you fucking retarded? Yeah.
Fucking hammer.
You're a hunter. You have a leg up, man. I don't do the outdoorsy shit.
I would take a gun, unlimited ammo, and a fucking Bowie knife.
You can't take unlimited ammo. That's not even realistic.
I would take a gun, a fucking suitcase full of ammo, and a Bowie knife.
I'm going with Guy just because he's more the outdoorsy guy. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Wait, what about water? I would take
island. I'm sure there's a place to get water, buddy. What are you gonna take? A bottle? That'll last good. That while. A case full of gallons, you got five.
So you take the water, but don't you have to boil the water because it's salt water? You can't drink it.
Yeah, but that's why you have the Bowie knife and shit. Like you can, as long as you can fucking
cut. So you make a fire.
Make a fire.
I stick with Guy. Okay, if I get lost on a desert island, I'm just gonna stick with Guy.
I'm gonna eat you.
Probably after we run out of food, I would assume you would.
Fucking start slicing you up, bro.
I don't think that'll happen though, because I will learn what you're doing while we still have the ability to survive. Once I learn what you're doing, I'm bigger than you. I'll kill you and eat you.
I'll make sure before we run out of food, you're dead. I'll brine you in salt water.
Nick, what would you take? Are you just going to go with Guy? Because we're both retarded. You're not an outdoorsy guy, are you?
Nick's no. Like, if I got stuck on an island, I would just drop.
I'm going with Guy.
Nick's taking his D-balls. That's what he's taking.
He's taking all D-ball.
Nick's like a barbell, a dumbbell, and some weights.
What do you think about the new movie on Netflix, Game Changer? That's so old. Why are we talking about that now?
New, and I didn't like it.
Who would you ever consider getting into the gym business? Hostile Gym has, or would you ever consider? Actually, I'm looking for pieces right now. I just bought my first.
I saw that you bought a preacher curl, right?
I bought my first piece of equipment. So there's a couple ways people go about it. Listen, I always thought that I had to just have $400,000 laying around before I could buy a gym. But
no, you stockpile pieces as you go.
I just never thought of it that way. So I've been spending all this money on my cars and trucks and all this shit. And finally, I'm like, why don't I just buy all the equipment, store it in my fucking garage or at my warehouse? And then once I have enough equipment, I'll just lease a place for like $4,000 a month.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I started buying pieces. And actually, it's a lot of fun. It's like buying cars, but I'm like actually buying something like towards my future.
Yeah, you're going to have a return on your investment.
So yeah, what do you guys think I should call it? I said hostile training facility. And James thought that was shitty.
I think it's shitty.
I like HTF.
You got to be more creative.
Hostile training center?
Hostile hood.
Hostile what?
Hood.
Hostile. No.
Hostile hood.
I'll think of something. Anyway. Yeah, no, I started. Hopefully by... I don't have a fucking ton of money, though, so I'm buying, like, one piece of equipment every couple weeks. So it might take me a fucking year.
That's fine.
Before it's open. When do you guys cut out your subs before a show? A week, a day, or do you keep it in even the day of?
10.
I think everybody's different. You say 10, but...
It depends on who
he's on. 10 days with oils, 7 with orals.
I usually do...
You guys cut the orals out?
Yeah. I don't there's like 2 I don't cut out.
I usually do 10 days with the injectables. I would say 5 days with the orals, but I leave the anti-estrogens in all the way to the show.
Yeah.
That's always been my thing. Nick, anything? You leave everything all the way through probably.
No. If we're going to get specific, I cut growth out like 12 days out.
Yeah.
I cut test out like 10 days out. The rest was like 7 days out and we kept orals in.
Yeah. Well, this is why I say it's different for everybody. Like Ian said, they kept everything all the way through.
I read that or listened to that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, cause he said they kept changing shit and it was kept fucking his prep up. So they're like, we just left everything exactly the way it was all the way to the show.
Yeah.
So, okay. Last one, and then we'll go because guy looks tired.
No, I'm good.
Why do the majority of truck owners have no real purpose for owning a truck, like an accountant or a barista? Why are you driving a F-250 for? This guy obviously has a hard-on for me because I just bought an F-250.
Yeah. I drive a truck because I have guns and bows and beer and shit that I fucking use the truck for.
I drive a truck because I want to.
They think it's a manly thing to do.
No, I just like, dude. It's not because it's manly. Okay, so I bought a Jeep Trackhawk, right?
Well, like if you have a truck and you don't ever use the bed for anything, then there's no point in having a truck.
Yeah, there is. It's massive inside. Dude.
You a massive SUV. Just as
I did. I had a Yukon. I had a big Yukon. I mean, that's why. Like, when I buy a truck, first of all, I like sitting up high. That's why I lift them. And I like having a fucking massive truck where I can put my meals in the glove box or the center console, and I can do whatever the fuck I want with it. It's amazing. So, like, I don't think I have
the truck because I live in a place that needs four-wheel drive and I fucking hunt and I go up shit and down.
I think it's stupid that I have to have a reason to have a truck. It's like, fuck you. So what? I want a truck.
Trackhawk?
What?
You still have the Trackhawk?
Yeah.
That thing's badass.
I traded the Corvette for the Trackhawk. So I still have, like, the Trackhawk's actually faster.
That thing's badass.
Not if I'm rolling, but, like, off the line for, like, probably quarter mile, but. And then I got rid of the Yukon, so I wanted something big, so I got an F-250.
Yeah.
But I don't think, dude, guys buy show trucks all the time. They lift them, they put big fucking rims on them, and they fucking drive around like it's called a show truck. It's not for like hauling lumber and shit.
I think that's what the guy's saying. He's like, why get a truck if you're not going to utilize the purpose of the bed?
Because it looks badass. It looks badass as fuck when you lift it and throw.
That's what he said. It's to look like I said because guys think it's badass to drive a truck, and you just said no, and you rephrased it in the same exact words.
No. I don't think I'm a badass because I own a truck.
I said it looks badass, guys. Just because guys think it's badass to drive a truck.
That means different. That's different though. When you say that,
you just said you think it's badass.
I think the actual truck is badass.
Yeah, they think it's badass to drive a truck.
That's not the same thing.
Yes, it is.
Nick, is that the same thing?
If you think a truck is badass,
don't put me in this.
No, if you say, I think it's badass to drive a truck, that implies that you're getting a badass feeling out of it.
Well,
right?
But if you say
that truck looks badass, you're saying literally that truck looks badass. It has nothing to do with your emotions or your cool factor or whatever
that guy's driving a badass truck.
Yeah. But that's not the same as saying I bought it cause it's badass.
Either way, the word badass was used in both of our terms. So.
Guy's too tired to argue with me.
I'm not, you keep saying I'm tired. You think my face is sunken. You think I'm tired.
All right. Well, I don't know. You're sitting in the dark for fuck's sakes.
The light's on above me, you twat.
I got to get you a ring light.
Oh God, I saw that this week.
What do you mean? What do you mean you saw that?
Roden, his Laura Lee had one.
Why? For what?
They traveled. I go, you guys fucking traveled this thing?
Why? What was Roden doing?
He was taking pictures of Laura for a coach.
Oh. Oh, and they used a ring light for that?
Yeah, I guess the lighting's like that good.
Huh. That's intense.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? We'll call it a day for this one because there's a million questions. We're not gonna get through all of them anyway. I still don't think I'm not gonna get into it. Forget it.
What? You can't do that.
I'm just saying I still think it's okay to just to have a truck if just because you want a fucking truck. I don't
Look how fucking bad he gets.
Go ahead.
What?
But you do whatever makes you happy, buddy.
Right? Nick, that's what I think. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
But you said it's better if I'm hauling lumber or some shit.
I said it makes more sense because gas trucks don't get good gas mileage.
Yeah, but nobody buys cars that make sense. If I'm buying a car that makes sense, I'm going to go buy a fucking EconoBox that gets like 100 miles per gallon. And then drive around and be like, guy said this makes sense. And just drive this little fucking four banger around. That's shit. Nobody buys a car because it makes sense.
Some people
true.
Do.
It's like saying to me, why'd you buy a Corvette with 700 horsepower? You can't use it on the fucking street. Yeah, so what? It's awesome.
Yeah, but I have my dude. I have a car that's fucking at 500 horse that is like pointless.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the same thing. Somebody saying to me, you shouldn't buy a truck unless you're using it to haul shit is the same as somebody saying you shouldn't buy a Corvette with 700 horsepower. You can't drive that fast. And I'm like, you're boring as fuck. You go buy the EconoBox. I'm gonna buy shit that looks cool.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying for people that buy a truck. To me, trucks have like a direct purpose.
I think I'm arguing with the guy that commented. I'm not arguing with you anymore. I just want to hit. I want to let the sink in that it's like it's okay to just buy a cool car just but because.
Like,
it's a
like
cool
I'll
car.
See people in like Florida with jacked up trucks, and I'm like, you get no snow, you can't hunt, and you're just.
But they, they look awesome. What?
Like, yeah, but if I was in Florida, I would have like a badass fucking car.
Yeah, but what if you?
Have I wouldn't both. Have a four by four fucking pickup truck.
But what if you have both?
Right? Yeah, that's if you can afford it. Yeah. I have two. I have a truck and a car.
Look, here, watch. Let me show you this.
Oh, here we go with fucking full footage. Always got to pull up fucking pictures. You're going to tell me this is a badass? Tell me this truck. You don't think this truck's badass?
Well, are you? I want to see if you think it's cool.
I do, but my point is if you have a badass truck, you're going to think you're a badass driving it. That's my point.
That's not true. When I'm driving my truck... Let's say I'm driving this.
You know, Joey, you think you're like, my truck's badass and I'm a pussy?
No, but I'm not like, yeah, my truck's badass. That means I'm a badass.
These trucks are fucking bad. These trucks are fucking sick.
Yeah, but when I'm driving this, I don't think to myself, yeah, I'm cool as fuck. I just think I'm driving a really cool truck. That's all I think. Like it doesn't what you say, Nick?
And then I would definitely think I'm badass driving that shit.
Thank you, Nick. At least you're honest.
I'm not being dishonest. I'm just saying it doesn't make me feel cool. Okay, wait. That's the wrong way to put it.
Fuad, you definitely feel cool driving that shit.
But not like me as a person. I feel cool because I have it. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Like I'm not like I'm a cooler person because I'm driving this truck. I'm like,
yeah.
I feel like I have a cooler car than everybody else.
I feel like your tongue's falling down the stairs.
Look at this. This is the baddest one for sure. Check that shit out. No?
Which one? That one?
Let me see if I can blow it up. And then we'll go after this. My internet wasn't so slow. Where'd it go? There it is.
Yeah, see, I would think I'd be a badass in that motherfucker.
It's matte black. I fucking think it's badass.
That is badass. Mine's matte gray. It goes in on Monday.
Nice.
It's not going to be this high, though. This is like a fucking... 14-inch lift.
You can't fucking tell me you wouldn't drive that big as fucking badass.
I think this is the most badass. I'm just saying.
You wouldn't feel any differently driving that truck?
I would feel cool driving the truck. I'm saying it wouldn't make me feel like I was a cooler person.
So it's pretty much what I said.
Kind of sound.
Maybe it's what you said, guy.
Nick is coming on my side. The more and more we have these podcasts, I love it. Trying to side with these so much more.
No, it's not. I had him halfway today. The guy sat on a dildo. Fucking, he didn't switch sides.
See, dude, Nick, he does this to fucking just trap you. You know that, right?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No,
like that line, he'll be like, but you would sit on a dildo, Nick.
No, I don't. Wait, I'm sure you sitting on a dildo is going to come up in another fucking podcast.
I think Nick says something and you try and change his mind. And I want Nick to be Nick. Are we like Nick's parents? We're like fighting like we're his parents.
We are. Nick, go to bed. You're like, goddamn fucking 10:30. Go to bed.
All right, boys. We'll get together next week. I think we're supposed to do a burger challenge or some shit?
I think so.
When's the next? When do you want to do it?
We were supposed to do you guys were supposed to eat McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and Five Guys. And we're going to decide which one was the best.
Pick them up. Nick, you're in Jersey. When you leave?
Sunday.
Come to my house and fucking get burgers.
How far are you from Guy's house?
Like 45 minutes, hour. Not bad.
It's like an hour and a half.
Drive an hour and a half for burgers. So what?
Where do you live?
Like, your gym's about like an hour and a half from me.
Where do you live?
Pine Hill.
Name a place that I would know.
Cherry Hill.
It's not an hour and a half from me, you idiot.
Well, Cherry Hill is like a half hour from me.
That's not
so. Right. Nick, drive an hour and a half to his gym, work out with him, and then get burgers, and we'll do it. We'll do it on Saturday.
All right.
Nick, you're like in slow motion when you answer.
No, he's not. He's thinking. Leave him alone, guy.
He's gonna back out. You know that, right?
Yeah, it's okay. We'll figure it out if he backs out.
Nick, don't be a pussy.
All right, boys. We'll talk soon.
Pussy.
A butthole.
Bye.
Bye.